Chapter 10. Kessel.
Even from a high altitude, it was clear that Lando's Kessel mine works had changed substantially in the decades since Han had been an involuntary worker within them, before Lando had owned them. When he and Chewbacca had been captured and pressed into service here, the main mine entrance had been a huge open pit surrounded by broad salt plains and a few administrative buildings. Now the pit was covered, a low, square gray building in place over it, and the buildings immediately around it were far more numerous, though no more attractive. Lando's personal sense of style had clearly been no influence in the motley collection of prefabricated gray, off-white, and tan enclosures. A couple of the larger buildings and several of the smaller ones now lay in ruined heaps, testimony to the power of recent groundquakes in the area. Following Lando's navigational beacon, Han found himself staring at a falcon-sized circle of a bare white salt plain surrounded by irregular chunks of brown synthstone, probably scavenged from some of the felled buildings. He sat down with the speed of confidence, absently, adjusting the length of the Falcon's landing gear extensions so that the transport would be perfectly level on the irregular ground. Adjusting thrusters and repulsors to zero, allowing the Falcon to settle fully onto her landing gear. He smiled. He might be on Kessel again, but at least his landing had been perfect. Beside him, sitting on Leia's lap on the co-pilot's seat, Alana asked,
"When can I do it?"
"Do what? A landing?"
She nodded, wide-eyed.
"Uh-huh."
"When I think my heart will survive the experience."
Han gave Leia a look as if to say, "Or maybe I'll be lucky and die before then." Leia gave him a smile that was part amused malice. She looked down at her granddaughter.
"Soon, I think he means."
By the time Han got the boarding ramp lowered, Lando and Nian Nunba were at its base, waiting, wearing the breath masks required to survive Kessel's thin atmosphere for more than a few minutes. Nunba, Lando's manager in this enterprise, was Sulistan, with a head that looked oddly as though it had settled in melted layers upon his shoulders. Unlike most of his species, he was only slightly shorter and rounder than the average adult human. Lando sprang up onto the ramp with the vigor of a man half his age.
"Han, you made great time."
Han gave him a quick embrace.
"We were chased off Coruscant by bureaucracy. You were the lesser of two evils."
"I usually am."
Lando offered one of his rakish smiles, obviously pleased still to be considered a bad influence.
"Come on inside. Tender and Chance are there."
He glanced up at the top of the ramp.
"Hey, R2, long time."
The conference room was laid out with a light lunch and drinks. The chamber did not seem as though it belonged on this dingy, slowly dying world. The oval table in the center was topped with the finest blue-white marble. The chairs were covered in flawless dark leather, and the whole atmosphere conveyed a sense of doing business in the heights of Coruscant's business district. But the oversized display viewport in the longest wall showed the unpromising grounds of the mine works, powdery sterile whiteness from which nothing could grow. In the near distance was the parked Falcon. Farther away was a dark building with featureless brown walls. Every few minutes, a gout of gas erupted from it, sending much-needed oxygen and nitrogen into the unhealthy-looking pink sky. In the far distance on artificial slopes was a building of tremendous size, gray and tan, its outer walls steeply slanted backward with rows of gleaming durasteel and transparasteel that, Han knew, was the old Imperial Correctional Facility, the prison from which the former masters of Kessel had drawn the workers for the mines. Han, Leia, Lando, Tendra, and Nian Nunba sat at the table. In an adjoining chamber, the door left open so sound would carry. Alana and Chance played in the company of the droids, not just C-3PO and R2-D2, but also the little boy's nanny droid. The four-armed automaton with its round, beaming face and almost human female voice looked identical to Nana. The ferocious defensive droid fabricated from a nanny droid and a YVH-1 combat droid to nurse and protect Ben Skywalker in his early years. Leia idly wondered if this was the same one.